Sheboygan's Point, keeping you connected to superstars, and I'm totally excited to be talking to this guy because I feel like I talk about him on the radio a couple of times a month at least. David Rush from Boise, Idaho. Is that right, David? Is that where you're from?
It sure is, Ben. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You hold 150-ish Guinness World Records. Is that right?
I've broken coming up on close to 200 now.
That is absolutely insane, sir. Seriously. How did you get started with this and why? Like, what's wrong with you?
Lots of things are wrong with me. One of them is I work at a technology company here in Boise, and some of the hardest roles to fill are those that require STEM degrees, science, technology, engineering, math. And I've been a STEM advocate for about, 15 years or so. And I would go in and give talks to educators and corporations about the importance of STEM. And I am a juggler as well. I started the juggling club when I was getting my engineering degree at MIT. And I use juggling as a hook and tell stories about it. And I thought, what's the best way I could take this STEM advocacy story and show that if you set your mind to a goal, believe in yourself and pursue it with passion, you could accomplish virtually anything. And so I decided to try to break the Guinness World Records title to spruce up the message. I broke it after a couple of years of effort, and I got hooked.
You completely fascinate me, sir. So when you go to submit a new record to the folks at Guinness, do they roll their eyes? They're like, oh, yeah, it's David on line one again.
Not really. I mean, we got a good working relationship, and I get no special dispensation from the records management team that actually adjudicates records. But on the marketing side, I've got some marketing contacts, and we've worked on some projects together. But almost all of the records I've broken are existing records. They were already created. Somebody broke them, and I was trying to break somebody else's record. I've only created a couple of them myself.
I was going to ask you about that, because there's a lot of times there's kind of a gray area. I read about a record, and I think, well, that's not even really a thing, but it was invented for somebody who came up with this idea to do it. And I always kind of wonder about that. Like, how does that come to be? Like, oh, I could do this. Does it stem from other ideas or other projects or other records?
Yeah, so a number of records are created for people. Like, I've got this special skill set, and they make it a thing. And then I'll often look at those and be like, I think I could do that too. And so I'll practice it, like, the most times to balance a ping pong ball off a wall in 30 seconds using a mount. And I look at that, and I'm like, I can spit ping pong balls out of my mouth. I can catch them. And so I just stand against the wall and practice spitting a ping pong ball in and out of my mouth a bunch of times and break the records that way. And then there are a few that I've created, like the world's slowest juggling, the fewest juggling catches in 1 minute. Now, it was recognized in the juggling community, but Guinness didn't have a category for it yet. So I submitted, hey, fewest catches in a minute, this is what I think the minimum shot mark should be based on what the juggling community has. And then I go out to the tennis courts and throw juggling balls as high in the air as I can for hours on end.
David Rush, has the pandemic added to your free time to break records? I would assume the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. And a lot of them I can practice at home and do them at home. With the extra hours of free time, not going out and socializing, I spent a lot of time, stacking Oreos on top of each other.
David Rush, do your friends and family think you're nuts? I mean, you have a wife and kids. Do they think you're crazy?
My wife does a little bit. My kids are 2 and 4. They don't have a clue. They think what I do is totally normal.
Do you have a favorite record you've broken?
The ones that are my favorite are the ones that are the hardest, that I've worked the hardest at, spent the most time practicing. And so there's a few that I'm really proud of. One of them is the world's fastest juggling, the most juggling catches in 1 minute. It's a record I thought I could never possibly hold. But I approached it with a growth mindset, with this idea that you can get better at anything. And if you believe you can, the practice and effort you put into it works a lot better. And that's kind of the message I'm telling students when they're struggling with math or failing in science, that I could never become an engineer. I said, don't use that as negative self-talk, because that actually inhibits your efforts.
Is there a record that you've attempted to break multiple times that you just can't?
There are a couple. One of them is the fastest 100-meter dash while juggling blindfolded.
Oh, gee. That's something for the resume.
And that's I actually hold the record for the fastest mile run while juggling blindfolded. And the fastest mile run while juggling blindfolded, I ran in 7 minutes and 54 seconds. And in that one, I was on a straightaway in a street with people directing me. And so I can juggle and run with my eyes closed. The trick is, for the 100-meter dash, you have to stay in your lane. And I can't stay in my lane.
You are the superhero of bizarre. Seriously, I love this. Do you get bummed when somebody else breaks a world record that you've tried really hard to break and you break it? Do you get bummed out when somebody else breaks it?
I mean, of course I do. It's no fun having the records taken, but you got to realize in life you're going to face setbacks all the time, and failure does not define you. How you respond to it does. And so whenever somebody takes my records, I allow myself a moment, ah, darn, I lost record. And I'm like, okay, time to go practice to get it back.
There was recently a video put out. I saw it was last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, put together, challenging people to break records. Tell me a little bit about that. It was kind of done in your home, and it was a bunch of cool different things. Maybe, you know, do not try this at home things, except this time it's try this at home things.
Yeah, Guinness reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested in making a video of these records you've tried at home during the pandemic and, you know, encourage other people to try them as well while we're still stuck at home the last, you know, a few months for some people of, you know, trying to get back to normal here. And so I said, sure. I was all walk around my house and showed them, like, here's who you got toilet paper in your closet, and you can stack toilet paper rolls or record, or, you know, fastest time to drink a liter of lemon juice through a straw. And so I went through my practice regime, and then my kids, you know, my 2-year-old loves to break Guinness World Records. And so he's got this big basket of balls, and he tries to throw them his little basketball hoop as fast as he can. And so I'll say 3, 2, 1, go. And he'll toss all 27 of the balls in the hoop as fast as possible. So it's a family ordeal, trying things at home.
David Rush, 200-ish Guinness World Records to your name. What's next?
You know, I'm always practicing for, you know, the next record. At any given time, I'm practicing probably for 20 or 30 records, because you have to practice it, you sleep on it, build the muscle memory, which is actually neuron memory. And so I'm running. I got a chainsaw yesterday, and so I'm going to try for the most juggling catches of a chainsaw while standing on a balance board. And I also got the new axes last week, and I just found out somebody broke my record for the most consecutive axe juggling catches. So I got to build up the strength again to go for hopefully over 1,000 axe juggling catches in a row.
Do you have life insurance?
I do, in fact. And the more important ones, I have performer insurance.
That, okay.
You know, somebody gets hurt, then, and axes and fire and swords are covered as part of my umbrella policy.
Man, I am all out of questions. You are completely fascinating. David Rush, close to 200 Guinness World Records to your name. Do you know how many official, like, so I can mention that?
You know, I don't know off the top of my head. It's over 180.
Okay.
Broken, probably close to 190, but I don't count it up every... It's a little tricky because I submit it, and sometimes it'll be disqualified, so I can't just always count up. Sometimes I have to count down one or two.
You're nonstop with this, right? You try and do a couple a week, or you're, you know...
Yeah, my goal has been one a week for the last couple of years, so averaging one a week, which is why I've always got to be practicing for so many.
I am fascinated by you, sir, and I really appreciate your time. David Rush, yeah, holds close to 200 Guinness World Records. Where do we find you online, David Rush, if people are super interested in you like I am?
So I got a website, davidrush4stem.com. That's the number 4stem.com. And on YouTube, I've got a channel where I post most of my videos, David Rush Record Breaker on YouTube. And then I've got, you know, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well.
All right, Mr. Guinness World Records, David Rush, I appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, Ben, take care.